For 40 years, you've been programmed to do one thing, save. You delayed gratification, you maxed the 401k, you maybe drove the older car and you won, you built the nest egg. But here's the uncomfortable truth that most financial advisors don't bring up. The habits that got you wealthy are now the exact habits that will keep you from enjoying it. I call this the saver's trap. And if you don't break out of it, you risk committing the ultimate financial tragedy. Running out of health long before you run out of wealth. This is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for over 25 years, and in my practice, I see a pattern. Retirees are terrified of running out of money, so they live on a tiny fraction of what they have. Research shows that many retirees actually see their net worth increase during retirement. They die with the biggest bank account they've ever had. That isn't success to me. That's a failure of planning. It represents missed trips, missed generosity, and maybe even missed life. Successful retirement isn't just about accumulating more money. It's about utilization. And to do that, we need to replace your old goal of net worth with a new framework, the MADE framework. I developed the MADE Life framework in 2018 after my wife Amy passed away after a battle with cancer. And it was a way for me to kind of frame how I wanted my life to go. Now I use this framework to help others define what a rich life means to them. And it's an acronym that stands for meaning, accomplishment, difference, and experiences. So let's start with the M, the meaning. When you retire, you lose your business card. You lose the title of VP of sales or head engineer. And if you don't replace that identity, you create a void. And you cannot fill that void with just playing golf every day. I have a client, let's call him Tom. He was an engineer. He felt lost for 2 years until he found meaning in tutoring high school robotics. He didn't just volunteer, he treated it like a new career. So here's a quick assignment. Take out an index card, write down three roles you want to play in retirement that have nothing to do with your past career. Is it a mentor, an artist, grandfather in chief? But maybe it is something related to your career. Maybe it's consulting in your field for a period of time. Maybe it's volunteering your time at an organization that benefits kids working in that field. Now let's move on to the A, accomplishment. This is where my background as a certified life and health coach comes in. Your brain craves growth. Neuroplasticity doesn't stop at age 65. If you aren't accomplishing new things, you're kind of decaying. The every day is a Saturday mindset is fun for about 6 months, but it's toxic for 6 years. I want you to have a skills bucket list in retirement. Maybe you want to learn Italian. That requires a tutor. Spend the money. Maybe you want to hike the Appalachian Trail. That requires some top-tier gear and training. Spend the money. Accomplishment creates a return on investment that's higher than any stock dividend. It gives you a sense of self-worth. Stop asking if you can afford the piano lessons. Ask if you can afford to let your brain stagnate. Now let's move on to the D, difference. This is the big one. Most of you are hoarding money to leave a legacy, but ask yourself, do you want to give with a warm hand or a cold hand? A cold hand gift is an inheritance when you die. Your kids might be 60 years old by then. They're already retired, hopefully, and the money has low utility for them. A warm hand gift creates a difference now. Imagine taking $15,000 and funding a 529 plan for a grandchild today. Or taking the whole family on a cruise where you pay for everything. You get to see the joy. You get to see the relief in your kids' eyes. Don't let your money sit in your 401k or IRAs waiting for the probate courts. Use it to make a difference while you're here to see it. Now let's move on to the E, experiences. This is simply a math problem regarding your health. We have three phases in retirement, the go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. The go-go years, usually 60 to age 75, are your golden window. This is when you have the money and the mobility to travel internationally, ski, hike, and explore. I had a client who waited until 75 to plan his dream trip to Machu Picchu, but by 75, his knees couldn't handle the hike. The money was there, but the health was not. The experience was lost forever. So front load your spending. It's okay to spend more in your 60s than in your 80s. In fact, it's necessary. Buy the RV, book the flight. You're trading renewable resources money for non-renewable resources time. Now I know this is scary. You're thinking, but Brian, what if I need long-term care? What if the market crashes? That is exactly why you need to hire a fiduciary financial advisor. We run stress tests. We simulate the Great Recession. We simulate high inflation. We stress test against nursing home costs. And if the plan still says you have a 75 to 90% chance of success, then you have permission to spend the surplus. You have permission to live. Don't die with the highest score. Die with the most memories. When I run financial plans for clients, I have some clients that obsess over 95% probability or even 100% probability of success. 95% probability of success on a plan just means you're going to leave a big pile of money at the end of it all. I like to see plans between 75 and 90% probability of success. So that allows that client to enjoy their wealth while they're still alive, help their kids experience more things, and make a difference. If you want to dive deeper into the Made Life framework, I wrote an entire book called Momentous Decisions, where I explore the Made Life framework in detail. But if you need someone to look at the numbers and give you that permission slip to start spending, click the link in the description of this podcast to schedule a discovery call. My goal with clients is to help them stop saving and start living. And my goal with this podcast is to help people save smarter, invest better, and keep more, but also to help people create a richer life, one that has more meaning, one that still allows you to accomplish some of your most important goals, whether it's your health, whether it's your relationships, but also create memorable experiences for you and your family. So that retirement is rich in not just money, but life. And once again, if you'd like to explore the Made Life framework or get in touch with me, there'll be links in the description of this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or a family member, like, subscribe, or make a comment. And once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you next week.